ABC Radio Australia.
Well, new data released by the World Health Organization has reaffirmed some rather alarming facts about cancer diagnosis and treatment in the Pacific. The figures from the International Agency for Research on Cancer include a number of Pacific countries. And to help make a bit more sense of the data, I'm joined now by Pacific Beat reporter Nick Fogarty. Nick, what does this show us?
Well, this is the most comprehensive global study of cancer prevention and control done by the WHO since 2014. And it includes Fiji, New Caledonia, French Polynesia, Guam, PNG, Samoa, Solomon Islands and Vanuatu, as well as Australia and New Zealand. There's some interesting points to come out of it. For example, New Caledonia has the highest cancer incidence rate of all the Pacific Island nations at 324 people diagnosed per 100,000, but that's still lower than Australia and New Zealand at 468 and 438 per 100,000 respectively. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in all Pacific Island nations, but in Australia and New Zealand, again, it's skin cancer. And the Solomons, Vanuatu and PNG have a much higher proportion of deaths compared to new cancer cases diagnosed there each year than countries like New Caledonia and Fiji do.
And so why might that be the case, Nick?
So I have to stress that these aren't exact figures on cancer rates in these countries, but that estimated incidence and mortality rates have been taken from the information that's available in those countries. But that's also interesting as it tells us where particular countries might fall short in terms of diagnosis and record keeping. I spoke to Dr. Peter O'Leary, who's a cancer specialist in the PNG capital, Port Moresby, and he started by explaining why rates of diagnosis might be higher in developed countries like Australia and New Zealand.
For us here, we don't have a cancer registry, a national cancer registry where all the cancer data is captured properly. So whatever that's been reported for us is really not captured that well. What we have in Papua New Guinea is those ones who are presenting to the hospital is the data we have. And that's why theirs are higher than ours.
As well as this, Dr. O'Leary told me the two reasons why rates of death in his country, PNG, are so high when compared to the relatively low diagnosis rate there.
Many people, those specifically those ones living in rural areas, may not be aware of the risk factors. Even for those ones who have breast cancers, you know, they have a small lump on the breast and they think it's nothing until there's this really big sore and they blame it on sorcery and all that. And they don't think it's cancer and it's someone, a health worker, goes and sees them and then sends them over. Number two, those ones living in the urban areas are aware of it, but they're just ignorant. Coming to the clinics, like there are well-educated people working in the banks. These are lawyers, accountants or whatever. And then they have cancer. And I'm asking them, how long has this thing been there for? And they said, last 6 months, 8 months, or a year. And I'm wondering, how come they could not come quickly? And the way I'm seeing it is they're just ignorant.
And in terms of treating cancer generally in PNG, again, Dr. O'Leary says medical staff are doing the best they can with limited resources, but he's calling for more assistance in this area from the government.
Drugs that we have are not what we are supposed to be having in terms of what the NCCN, you know, the Comprehensive Cancer Network requires. What we have is what we are given on hand. We don't have the radiation facilities, you see. Combining both the radiation and chemotherapy, we can at least make a big difference. Right now, when they come in very, very late, and oral or IV chemotherapy only in itself cannot really do much. So that's where the problem is.